Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes with you from Oklahoma Farm Report. Joining us today for some market analysis for our agricultural futures, Justin Lewis. We're back with Justin as he talks first of all about the livestock trade of the day in just a moment. Checking in on the Beef Checkoff, joining us today, Heather Buckmaster with the Oklahoma Beef Council. Heather, why don't you give us an update on the digital marketing campaign?
Absolutely. The Oklahoma Beef Council is in the midst of a 10-month digital marketing campaign to reach Oklahoma consumers with messages of beef's taste, its versatility, nutrition, and sustainability. At the midway point, we are thrilled that our videos have been viewed almost 2 million times by Oklahoma consumers. Unlike television through YouTube advertising, we are able to very specifically target consumers, such as moms of toddlers and infants with our Early Years campaign. The best part, we only pay if they watch at least 30 seconds of the spot. Currently, our cost per view is running about 2 cents a consumer, and our best performing video ads featured a national holiday beef roast ad and a video produced by the Oklahoma Beef Council that works to bust the myths of beef sustainability.
Thanks, Heather. Remember, you can learn more about what's going on with your beef checkoff by going to oklabeef.org. Click on Cattleman's Corner.
Good afternoon here. We started the week off on some pretty weak footing initially. June live cattle were down 87 at 116.80. The August 72 lower at 120.20. October live cattle 62 lower, 124.52. The December live down 47. May feeder cattle, which go off the board on Thursday this week, were down $1.02, 136.20. It was the one contract of the live cattle that was weaker. August, the next month out there, up 50 at 154.20. The September's up 52 at 155.42. November up 62. On Friday of last week, we finished the week with an on-feed report, which had some really outlandish numbers, but the numbers on-feed were 105% of the previous year. That's the second highest on-feed number for May 1st since 1996. A lot of cattle in the feedlots on May 1st. Placements were 127% of the previous year, and we were looking for 120, so 7% larger than expected, and then marketing was 133% of last year. Keep in mind, though, that last year was in the height of the COVID scare, so these numbers seem big and wild, but the reason why is because last year was so weird, and these are year-over-year estimates or numbers.
Still to come, grain analysis. It's coming up in just a moment.
National Livestock. They've been around since 1932, and they're dedicated to being your first choice for cattle marketing, order buying services, and cattle financing. Because of the cooperative structure and spirit, the employees and directors of the National Livestock family of companies are committed to the success of the cattle industry and those involved in the cattle business. Whether you're buying or selling cattle or looking for financing, their staff's knowledge and experience is unparalleled. For more information, contact National Livestock Credit at 1-800-310-0220.
The grain futures today are a little bit weaker for corn. We're down 2 to 5 cents here. The July down 3, December down about 5.5 at 541. Beans have actually come back. We're down 3 in July and up a penny in the November. Kansas City wheat's down 7 here at 616.75. And this week, I would say, or the focus now through the whole summer really is going to become weather. We've got a lot of weather and rainfall forecast for what some would say maybe the western parts of the corn and bean belt, the southern plains here like Oklahoma and Arkansas and Missouri and Kansas are expected to get rainfall over the next 10 days. So this doesn't look like there's going to be a rainfall problem. And in the long run, people will say it's too wet to get planted and so on. But I think most of the time when extra rain ends up paying off later on down the road. So there are some areas in the Dakotas that are extremely dry and look to remain dry. There's also areas of West Texas that will impact the cotton belt. We grow, 4 million bales or so in West Texas. And if there's any sort of hiccup, it can add up fairly quickly in terms of damage. But across the board, about pretty quiet to start the week here. The Dow Jones right now is up 240 at 34,000. The crude oil is up $2.30 a barrel.
Thank you, Justin. How do folks get in touch with you?
Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805. Futures and options trading involves substantial risk of loss and may not be suitable for all investors. Carefully consider whether futures trading is suitable for you in light of your financial condition.
That's a look at our market analysis. Have a great day, everybody. Ron Hayes on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network at OklahomaFarmReport.com.